Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem, fellas. How you guys doing?
All right. Deuce, right off the bat, before we get into Saints questions, you're feeling on Brian Kelly headed to LSU.
I like Coach Kelly. You know, the only thing that you could probably say if you're looking for something to kind of say is he hasn't won in the South. And he hadn't had success with Notre Dame when they got into the playoffs. That's the only bad thing you can say. I mean, and that's just you looking for something bad to say, because he has taken not only from Cincinnati to turning that program around to obviously turning Notre Dame around. And when you talk about being able to recruit, look at the classes that they've signed. Look at the classes that they've been able to sign, and look at the current class that Notre Dame has. And, you know, I won't say that's all Coach Kelly, but that's the staff and himself and what they have been able to do. So I thought that was a pretty good hire for sure.
Deuce, the other thing, too, is to pull from the fertile grounds of Louisiana and Mississippi and Texas and the Florida panhandle. Compare that to, you know, pulling from Indiana. Now, again, I know they're a national recruit team, but when you look per capita, what Louisiana and Mississippi and Texas and Florida puts out every year, man, he's getting, from the skill standpoint at wide receiver, running back, in the defensive secondary at linebacker, man, a much different group of guys than what he's pulling from Indiana. Now, well, you can get the big guys.
No, you get the big guys. That's what it might help, Deuce. Do you think he could entice the Midwest linemen to come to LSU?
Well, I think it's Coach Hawk was the one, and he coached up at Chicago as well. He was a Coach Hudson Hawk, I think it was his last name. But anyway, he was the one that definitely helped with the offensive lineman. But what is it? It was Tillery, isn't it? Tillery that played at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he went to Evangel Christian in Shreveport.
From Shreveport. I mean, so he's pulled from Louisiana.
Yeah,
the
no question.
The thing that you have to do if you are the head coach at LSU, all right. I want the top 15 guys. I want the top 20 guys. I want to be a little greedy. Let me protect Louisiana with the top 15 to 18 guys every year, year in and year out. And now the transfer portal has changed some things. That's changed how you recruit going forward. And in my opinion, it makes it tougher on the high school kids. I mean, because now more coaches will say, particularly if they're in some trouble, I don't necessarily have to wait on the development of a high school player when I can go get a young man that I know I can play for 2 years. He's got a proven track record in college. And I think that's where the transfer portal hurts the high school kids. But there is enough top-end talent where I can recruit from a four-star standpoint for nothing but that's all I want. Four-star and above.
Now, Deuce, to look at the Saints right now, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this, because we get kind of spoiled on the Sean Payton and when Drew Brees had the helm. Back-to-back games, when you look at a prime time, because you look any time like Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, that is prime time, and a significant underdog. What was the Bills, like 6.5? Now it's 4.5 with Dallas. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, are you surprised with that, or you think it's about right?
Probably about right, Bobby. I mean, the question comes down to who's healthy.
Yep.
I mean, if you've got as many Pro Bowler and All Pros out like we do, it's about right.
Deuce, the other thing too is, in playing this game, and I hate to compare a young guy to somebody who's elite. But, man, watching Micah Parsons play for the Cowboys, and a lot of people have compared him to LT. Now, again, you kind of jumping the gun there. But, man, you watch that guy coming off the edge and the Saints maybe are not playing this game with both starting tackles. Good gracious. You better get a hat on a hat and an extra hat on that guy the way he can cut the edge and get pressure.
Deuce, I'm elaborating on that, and I want you to comment on Micah Parsons because I'm looking at, boy, talk about hot. You know, you can get hot in September, October, November. In November, he has 6.5 sacks in 4 games, and he has for the season 15 tackles for a loss. We all love DeMario Davis, double D. He has 10. So here's a rookie. Look at that impact what Micah Parsons has done for Dallas.
Yeah, but Bobby, when you compare him to DeMario, even though he's listed as a linebacker,
right.
He's
really
played defensive end. He's played defensive end, pretty much since all their guys got hurt. When you talk about D. Lawrence and Gregory, when all those guys got hurt, they allowed him to just play pretty much strictly defensive end, even though he's an off the ball outside linebacker. I mean, that just tells you how talented he is. Technically, they drafted him to be an outside linebacker, and they knew that he had the skill set to be able to be a guy that could rush the passer. But I would be honest. I don't think that they figured he would be this good this early as a pass rusher. I mean, he's just been phenomenal, and he's going to be a problem to come, you know, not only tomorrow night, but he's going to be somebody to deal with, or we're going to have to deal with, or teams are going to have to deal with, you know, as long as he's in the NFL.
Now, Deuce, obviously you got to influence Dak Prescott. You got to get pressure on him, and we don't necessarily have all hands on deck. But I thought this was interesting. I'm looking at Dallas, top 5 teams in this season to have 4 different players to reach 100 receiving yards in a game. So you might say, oh, we got to stop CeeDee Lamb. Oh, we got to stop Amari Cooper. I'm looking at they have 4 receivers. Amari Cooper has 2 games. CeeDee Lamb has 3, Michael Gallup has 1, and Cedric Wilson, they all have over 100 yards. So I think that's going to be a challenge for our secondary. Now, the best pass coverage or pass rush, but well, what is your take that when you considered amongst the best as far as your receiving core and the challenges that you face there?
There's not one guy that he leans on, and I think that makes it really, really hard because you can normally – give help, whether it's cloud coverage or, you know, have the influence with the safety kind of taking a guy away. But, Bobby, I think also what makes them so challenging is the tight end is really good. He's a really good pass receiver as well. And so you would say, all right, Lattimore, you eliminate one. But when you do that, they still have 2 other guys, 3 other guys that you kind of have to worry about and kind of say, I don't know if we can take this guy away.
One of the things, Deuce, having watched the Cowboys, other than game one, which, you know, playing against Tampa, you ain't running the football very well against them. Man, the guy that's a difference maker on that football team is CeeDee Lamb. Man, he scared the bejesus out of you. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he's not your typical these big, tall, physical receiver. You know, he's long, lengthy, he's rail thin. But, man, he can come up with some big catches. And then after the catch, he's dangerous. Man, he can put his foot in the ground, and then he's off to the tracks after that. Getting him back in the lineup and healthy, I think, is a big addition to the Cowboys. We've seen his big play skills, and I think Dak, man, you can see he looks for him in certain down and distance situations, understanding that CeeDee's going to get open downfield.
Well, and Deuce, along those lines, like Mike's saying, okay, Lattimore, we wanted to step up. I don't think he didn't necessarily step up against Diggs. But we know he's capable, very capable of doing that. But a lot of pressure to me on Bradley Roby and Paulson Adebo, who they got to cover also.
No, I agree 100%. And, you know, and even you know, you talk about CeeDee Lamb missing last week just because he had the concussion. And what's interesting is they're going to lean on my mind is drawing a blank, the other receiver.
Oh, Amari Cooper?
No, Cooper. And Cooper, you know, has missed 2 games. And you know, what's interesting –
Michael Gallup.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing with Coop.
Because Cedric's going to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, but Coop hadn't practiced.
Yeah.
Coop, you know, everything that they've done is pretty much because they have been in high intensity for COVID. They had a walkthrough. I mean, so it's not like he has actually practiced, and you talked about timing with a receiver. And, Bobby, you know this.
Right.
A guy has missed 10 days, 2 weeks. you're going to lose a little bit of timing. And so I'll be interested to see how much he can affect the game as far as tomorrow is concerned. But, I mean, for the Saints, it's your back's against the wall. There is really nowhere else for you to run or move with, you know, having to go out there and compete. And, you know, I'm hoping we get some healthy guys, but obviously you want their best foot forward as well.
Now, you know, Deuce, this is highly unusual this day and age. You look the way the rules are, and, you know, you'd expect the game maybe in the 20s. But the last two times we played them in 18-19, the score is like 12-10, 13-10. What is this, the 1960s, 70s?
So bet the under, right, Abraham?
Yeah, that 47.5, I'm like looking at, do you expect that type of game that it might be in the teens?
And if I remember, you're talking about pretty good quarterback play. You right. had some guys that are injured the last two times, but, you know, right now I don't see the 47. You know, I don't see the total of 47.
I agree with you.
Not how we're playing.
Nope.
You may surprise me completely and show me some difference, but I have to see it before I say, yeah, they're going to go out there and score 35 points.
Well, Deuce, as we let you go, don't you think our defense, come on, we got to play great. We can't just be good, very good. Our defense needs to be great. That's my opinion.
That's our only shot, Bobby.
Thank you, Deuce.
I agree, Deuce.
Appreciate it, bud. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.